الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقي واعتمادي إلا على الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله ونبيه وخليله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم يا أيها الناس يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Dear brothers and sisters, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the time when we leave this dunya for another life. Remember our graves. Remember الصراط المستقيم. Remember al-Jannah, Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah to protect us from the hellfire. وبعد فقد نادى مناد على بداية الشهر أن يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر. A call was made in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, calling those who want to take and seize the opportunity of the month of Ramadan, those who want to do the khairat, to come forward, to step forward. This is the chance and this is your opportunity. وَأَنْ يَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِّ أَقْتِرْ. And a call was made for those who are thinking of doing the haram or committing the sin, that to stop it, and that is not the time for it. This is the month of maghfirah, the month of rahmah, the month of عِفْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ, freedom from the hellfire. This is the month where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. In another hadith, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا فَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمِ مِنْ ذَنْبِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. If you fast the month of Ramadan, if you make the qiyam of the month of Ramadan sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of a good heart, waiting and hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be the forgiveness for your sins in the past. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a warning from not losing the opportunity of the maghfirah in the month of Ramadan. رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مْرِئٍ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَان وَلَمْ يَغْفِرْ لَهُ اللَّهُ. اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. His nose in the dust, which is a sign of humiliation for the one who lived till the month of Ramadan and did not give the maghfirah and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, the month of rahmah and maghfirah. As-sahaba al-kiram ridwanullah alayhim took advantage of these occasions. This is the time we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that sahabi, when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqal, Ya Rasulullah, ma taraktu hajjatin wala dajjatin wala sharidatin wala waridatin illa fa'altuha ya Rasulullah. Allahumma salli atayna Muhammad. This sahabi came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a baggage full of sins, full of sayyat, Ya Rasulullah. Not a single sin that you think of, but I have committed. فَهَلْ يَغْفِرُ لِي رَبِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. After all what I have done, small and big, all kind of haram, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the maghfirah? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me? فَقَرَأَ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He read some ayat where Allah called upon those who had committed sin, those who had went beyond the line, that don't you ever give up the hope from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is the one who forgives all the sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the merciful, He is the غفور. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this Friday, in this moment of the month of Ramadan. So this Sahabi, he did not get satisfied of the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants to make sure that he comes out clean. He said, Ya Rasulullah, وغدراتي وفجراتي كلها. All my sin, all my troubles, everything I have done, Allah will forgive. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, وغدراتك وفجراتك كلها يغفرها لك ربه. Yes indeed, Allah will forgive you. Just come forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the time where we need to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Already almost half the month of Ramadan is gone. Let's not waste the rest of Ramadan. أحسن فيما بقى يغفر لك ما قد مضى. If we do good in the last, at the end of the month of Ramadan, we ask Allah for the forgiveness of what we have done in the past. فخرج الرجل من المسجد وهو يصيح. This man left the masjid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was crying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He was wondering about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave him the station, this rahmah, in the month of Ramadan, where we can clean our heart, where we can purify ourselves, where we can go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, tawbah means that to stop what we are doing, to stop the haram. Tawbah means that to intend that you will not go back to your sin anymore. Al-azma la ta'ud alayha. Tawbah means to feel sad and to cry for your sin. Al-nadama ala al-ma'asi. Wa in kanat li haqq al-ibad. An tawudda huquq al-ibad ilayhim. If it's related to people, you need to give them their right back. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا. Tawbah, dear brother and sister, requires عمل صالح to compensate for what we have done in the past. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told us about many أعمال, especially in the month of Ramadan. Where do we serve? Where do we start? With our salah, with our siyam, with our sadaqat, with our ibadat, with our reading the Quran, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, imam al-ulama yawm al-qiyamah, the leader of the scholars in the day of judgment, the one he was told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuh. Oh Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to gather with Mu'adh ibn Jabal in the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. He said, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yubaiduni an al-nar. This is the attitude of the Sahaba. They were looking beyond this life, beyond this dunya. Oh Rasulullah, tell me about something I can do so I can get inside the Jannah, so I'll be guaranteed the Jannah and to be protected from the hellfire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٌ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. اللهم يسرهونا يا رب العالمين. لقد سألت عن عظيم. It's not an easy thing, the Jannah. حفت الجنة بالمكاره. All the hardship is gonna go through until you get to the Jannah. You will face a lot of challenges in your life. You will face a lot of harassment. You will be attacked from left and right just because you say لا إله إلا الله. It's not a free ride. It's not an easy ride to say لا إله إلا الله. إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. It is a heavy way, it is a heavy load that requires men and women to carry the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. And it will be easy on those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy on them. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling Mu'adh is أَنْ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ لا تشرك به شيئا. Your عبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى. Sincerity and ikhlas. No shirk and no association. The true iman, true faith in Allah سبحانه وتعالى. التوحيد in our life. That was the first thing from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. To believe and have it deep in your heart that your rizq is not in the hand of X or Y or Z. It is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe your life, your death in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe لو أن الأمة اجتمعوا على أن يضروك أو أن ينفعوك بشيء لن يفعلوا ذلك إلا بقدر الله سبحانه وتعالى. To have the faith and the trust that nobody can harm you on this earth. No power or agency can hurt you or benefit you except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want that to happen to you. That was the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Ibn Abbas when he was riding behind him. Number two, وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Your salah. Always, dear brother, we might get busy with many things in life, but always go back to basics. always go back to the fara'id. The best thing that you might do to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا تَقَرَّبَ عَبْدِي إِلَيَّ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. The best thing you do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fara'id. And from the fara'id is your salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن مُؤْمَنٍ تَحْضُرُهُ صَلَاةٌ مَكْتُوبَةٌ فيحسن وضوءها وخشوعها إلا كانت كفارة لما قبلها من الذنوب ما لم يؤت كبيرة وذلك الدهر كله. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do one salah with a good complete wudu, خشوع to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive your previous sins. Unless you have kabar, which requires a certain tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us a warning: "من ترك صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله." Just losing the salah of al-asr, you might lose all your good deeds that day. Just one salah, and this is a challenge for all of us, especially those who work. And the timing of salat al-asr, sometimes we leave it after Isha, after Maghrib, after we get home near dear bird. Like you come here for Jum'ah, like you do your Ramadan, your salah, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. So first thing is العبادة لله وحده. Second is your salah, your ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one, وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةِ, your zakah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُزَكِّيهِمْ وَتُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا. Have that attitude. Oh, once you give the zakah, it is not for that miskin, it is not for that poor, it is not for this who is begging you to give, it is for yourself, to purify yourself, to make tathir to yourself, to cleanse yourself. This is the concept of the zakah. You should be happy. Nobody complain about prayer, but we complain about zakah. Wallahi, if we pay our zakah, you will find no one is seeking any donation or any help. The masajid will be built, the organization will be done, the miskeen will be fed, the yatim will be taken care of. But we always, when it comes to zakah, we give this 1,000 or 2,000 and we leave. There is a haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your wealth. And Allah will ask us if we have paid it or not. And this is the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to go and ask the shaykh, tell him, this is what I have, this is what Allah blessed me with, how much I will give. Not just to pay anything and just go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَلَمْ يُؤَدِّ زَكَاتَهُ مُثِّلَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شُجَاعًا أَقْرَعَ أي أَفْعَى. Whoever Allah bless him with the wealth, with money, with stocks, with real estate, with a business, any kind that Allah bless you with, and you don't pay the zakah for that, that wealth and that money will come in a shape of a snake in the day of judgment. أَقْرَعٌ لَهُ زَبِيبَتَانْ يُطَوِّقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ يَأْخُذُ بِلِهُمَزَتَيْهِ أي بِشِدْقَيْهِ فَيَقُولُ أَنَا مَالُكُ أَنَا مَالُكُ. Our world will come in the day of judgment. If we don't pay the zakat, we'll come in a shape of a snake and we'll hold our cheeks and we'll tell us, I'm your wealth, I'm your dollar, I'm your stock market, I am your real estate, I am your cars, I am your business. This is, we ask Allah as-salama in that day. And he read Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You think if you hold back you will get better? It's going to hunt us back in the day of judgment. So this is the advice of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This first, التوحيد, العبادة لله عز وجل. No shirk, no association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our salah and our zakah. وتصوم رمضان. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. وتحج البيت. And to make hajj. And we have opportunity, dear brothers and sisters, the next few months to make hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah bless you and you are mustati', you are able to, don't delay it. You don't know what might happen. You might, in some Muslim country it's a quota, X number of people that can go to hajj. Some Muslim country, if you are under 40 years old, you cannot go and make hajj. Allah blessed us in this country that you can make Hajj regardless of how old you are. Let's take the advantage of these ibadat that Rasulullah told Mu'adh about, that these are your ticket to the Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولك. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. If I may ask the brothers to move forward inshallah. تفسحوا في المجالس يفسح الله لكم. If you make a room for your brother, your sister, hope Allah will make a room for you in the day of judgment. In the Jannat, Allahumma Ameen. If you move forward, please. Jazakum Allah khairan. So this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Mu'adh asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a good deed to do to enter the Jannah. Our Rasul told him about those five things. Ibadah, your salah, your zakah, your fasting, and your hajj. Those are the absolute bare minimum, and you shall not be satisfied with it. That's why Rasulullah ﷺ in the same hadith, after he gave the answer to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, this mujahid, now he lived, or his grave, between Palestine and Jordan. They have left Medina and Mecca and the best places to go and make jihad fi sabilillah. And we see the Sahaba scattered all over. So this Sahabi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him, Ala adulluka ala abwab al khair. Now I told you about the bare minimum. Those are the things that you have to have so you might be eligible to enter the Jannah. But how about if I give you the doors of khair? I will share with you the doors of khair. And usually when you open a door, you open into another state. This means once you open a door of khair, a lot of khairat will follow. A lot of things that you can do after that. أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابُ الْخَيْرِ الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةِ. The Prophet talked about fasting first, but here he tells him, الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةِ. Fasting is your protection. Beside your month of Ramadan, there is some nafila which will get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the point Allah will love you, حتى يحبك. Your fasting will be a protection for you. وَالصَّدَقَ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءَ النَّارِ. We all witness the burning fire in California. Hundreds of thousands of acres, they're trying to use the water to put it off. Subhanallah. They were waiting for some rain or some fog, just to damp it, just to give it some cool. Subhanallah. Rasulullah ﷺ telling us that your sadaqah will put off your sins exactly if there is a fire and you pour water in it. Besides your bare minimum, which is your zakah, you need to go a little bit further and do your sadaqah. What is better than sadaqat in the month of Ramadan? Give it to the orphan, to the needy, to the maskeen. Wallah, Allah blessed us with so many things in this country. You come, you drive your car, you come to the masjid, AC and everything. People under shell, people they cannot even go to the masajid to pray their Jum'ah in different parts of the world. So say Alhamdulillah and make dua for those. And remember what the Prophet ﷺ said about this month. This is the month of Muwasa, Shahr al-Muwasa, the month of sharing and caring. And listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a man came to him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, qalbi qasi, my heart is becoming very hard. He said, أَتُحِبُّ أَن يَلِينَ قَلْبَكَ. Would you like Allah to serve in your heart? وَتُدْرِكُ حَاجَتَكَ. And you'll achieve your goal? He said, yes. He said, ارحم اليتيم. Have mercy on the orphan. And all of us here, have mercy on those orphans and widows and miskeen in different parts of the world. وَمْسَحْ رَأْسَهُ. Put your hand on his hair, on her hair, that to be close to them. وَأَطْعِمْهُ مِنْ طَعَامِكَ. And feed him from what you eat. You eat meat, you eat rice, you eat chicken, you eat all these things. Make sure that you give something for those orphans to share what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could. Once you do that, يَلِينُ قَلْبُكَ وَتُدْرِكُ حَاجَتَكَ. If Binzer have gone to the psychiatric and asked for some medicine for depression, what happens, go and take care of your team. This is the wasiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَصَلَاتُ الرَّجُلُ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. Another door of khair is your prayer at night. ثُمَّ تَلَا تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَلْ مَضَاجِعِ. Then he started reading that the mu'mineen, the real believers, they won't accept to stay in bed all the night. They will be standing up making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at least to myself and to my brothers, if we are here 600 people in Jum'ah, we need to be 600 here tonight in Taraweeh. This is how we do it. This is the wasiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after all these beautiful advices from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Mu'adh ibn Jamal, he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِرَأْسِ الْأَمْرِ وَعَمُودِهِ وَذَرْوَةِ سَنَامِهِ. How about if I tell you about the most important thing and the pillar of this deen and the highest part of it? He said, Ya Rasulullah, Bala, I'm ready to listen, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The most important thing in your life is your deen, your Islam. This is the most thing that your priority should be. Beside your family, beside your business, everything that you should think daily basis. Every moment, what can you do to establish the deen of Allah on this earth? What can you do to advance the message of Allah on this earth? What can I do to serve the Muslim and the Muslim community? وَعَمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةِ. And the pillar of Islam is the salah. وَذَرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِهَادِ. And the highest part of your deen, of your faith, of your iman is al-jihad. This word where many people try to shove it left and right, but it will stay until the day of judgment. وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah gave you the opportunity to make jihad for yourself or with your wealth فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And in conclusion, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم تل معاذ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمَلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. How about if I tell you about something that it will take care of all these things? Without these things, he is still missing something. Then he said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Bala. Qala kuffa alayka hadha. Take care of this. Guard this one. He held his tongue, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is, as Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, هذا الذي أوردني الموارد. This is what put me in trouble. This is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The one Rasulullah said, if you put his iman in one scale, the whole iman of the ummah in one scale, the iman of Abu Bakr will be more than the ummah yesterday. This is what put me in trouble. And this is, dear brothers, what put us in trouble these days. Is what we talk about, what we say, what we utter. The moment your word departs, your tongue is gone. You don't have control over it. That's why lisan al-mu'min, the heart, the tongue of the mu'min behind his heart, it filters the word in the heart before it comes out. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Say something good or quiet. This is the best and this is the sign of iman. So Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, awa inna la mu'akhaduna bima natakallamu bih. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about what we say? We talk a lot. We get busy, you know. After Taraweeh, we sit for hours drinking tea, coffee, and what have you. And we find something to talk about. He said, don't you know that? فَكَلَتْكَ أُمَّكْ وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ عَلَى مَنَاقِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ وَالْسِنَتِهِمْ. Don't you know that the reason behind the people being pulled and thrown in the hellfire is what they talk about? This is a warning from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling us about our basic things, our salah, our siyam, our zakah, our hajj, our la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, about the sadaqah, especially in the month of Ramadan, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ajwadu ma yakun fi shahr Ramadan. Our Rasul used to be so generous, especially in the month of Ramadan. And this is the opportunity to show the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time where we think about our Ramadan, our Qiyam, our Ibadat, and our Jihad. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to control our tongue, to control our life, and to do the good things in this life. Dear brothers, this is opportunity for all of us, dear brothers and sisters, in the month of Ramadan, to do amal salih. Man istata'a an yakuna lahu khib'un min amal salih falyaf'al. If you can have a good deed between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody knows about it, sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it be. Do it. and invest in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit you from. We conclude with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَبْعٌ يُجْرَى لِلْعَبْدِ أَجْرُهُنَّ وَهُوَ فِي قَبْرِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ. 7 items, your ajr will keep coming continuously after your death in your grave. مَنْ عَلَّمَ عِلْمًا, علم and knowledge, أَوْ أَجْرَى نَهْرًا أَوْ حَفَرَ بِئْرًا أَوْ غَرَسَ نَهْرًا. This is taking care of the infrastructure. If you dig a well, or if you make a river or a water flow, or you plant a tree. This wallahi, the brothers last week in Somalia, $200, you can take up a whole family to plant and live the whole year out of just your sadaqah. So these are, Rasulullah ﷺ teaches to help people help themselves, to help people to get in their foot. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, أَوْبَنَا مَسْجِدًا, or you participate in building a masjid fi sabilillah, aw warratha mushafa, or you leave a mushaf behind you, a Quran. And this is opportunity nowadays where many non-Muslims seek the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could make some investment that, aw taraka waladan yastaghfiru lahu ba'da mawtih, or you leave behind you a son or a daughter who will make istighfar for you after your death. And this where comes the importance of the masajid, where our kids get their education, their deen, their iman. The importance of the Islamic school, where we can have our kids in an Islamic environment, so they make dua for us after our death. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen, annaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu da'awat. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والرضا والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها, أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم اجمع كلمتنا ووحد صفوفنا وأذهب البغض من قلوبنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير, ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز المقتدر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كن مع إخواننا في فلسطين, اللهم ارحم إخواننا في العراق وفي أفغانستان وفي الشيشان وفي باكستان وفي سائر بلادك يا رب العالمين. كن معهم ولا تكن عليهم, ارحمهم برحمتك وانصرهم بنصرك وقوهم بقوتك يا عزيز يا جبار, يا عزيز يا جبار. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا, اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا, اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان, اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعله شهر نصر ونصر للإسلام والمسلمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا, وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا, تراصوا ترحموا, ساووا الصفوف وسدوا الفرج. Straighten your lines, get closer to one another. Are you okay in the back? If you are, raise your hand please.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله
كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين: من أنصاري إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون: نحن أنصار الله. فآمن الطائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة، فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين. الله أكبر. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.